How to Become a Pro Cyclist.com Publishing is proud to present Volume 1, How to Become a Pro Cyclist. How to Become a Pro Cyclist, a guide to make it from juniors to the Pro Tour. All the details, fun stories, and advice I can give you if you want to try to make it too. Written and narrated by Jack Burke. Legal disclaimer. The information provided in this training guide is intended for educational and informational purposes only. The author is not a licensed professional, and the protocols presented in this book are not intended as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. The author makes no representations or warranties of any kind, express or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, or suitability of the information contained herein. Warnings. The activities and protocols described in this book may involve inherent risks, including, but not limited to, physical injury, harm, or other dangers. Readers, listeners, and viewers are advised to exercise caution and seek professional advice before attempting any of the techniques or protocols described in this book. The author disclaims any liability for any injuries or damages arising from the use or misuse of the information provided. Assumption of risk. By reading this book, the reader acknowledges and assumes all risks associated with the activities described herein. The reader agrees to hold harmless the author, publisher, and any affiliated parties from any claims, liabilities, damages, or expenses that may arise as a result of engaging in the activities presented in this guide. Jack's disclaimer. The most frustrating thing I heard when I was trying to get advice during my career was, "It's different for everyone. You have to figure it out for yourself." That doesn't help you, and the best answers I ever got were when someone I looked up to gave me the answers that worked for them, just to give me ideas about where to start and what worked for them. I wanted to share the specifics about what I tried and what worked for me. But don't be stupid. That's one of the most crucial parts to get right if you want to make it. Listen to your doctor or someone certified to give advice. If you don't have that option, consult your common sense specialist. Don't hurt yourself. It would make me very sad. Hey guys, welcome. Here's a few things to know before we get started. You probably won't want to skip this, and I'll make it quick. I did my very best to give you the best toolkit and stories, or at the very least, help you kill some training hours out on the bike. I did my best to pass on everything I learned and what was shared with me in my career, so you can maybe go further than I ever did. If I can ask one thing of you, it would be that if you enjoy this book and you think it deserves it, share it. Tell your friends about it. It's the nicest compliment you can get when people are telling their friends about your work, and it really does help this book reach more people. It means the world to me. And here's the thing, especially in the beginning, I see every time someone shares it on social media, and you never forget those awesome people who were stoked for you and tried to help you get off the ground when you were just going to give this a try. You never forget those people that helped you in the very beginning, when you were just trying. So truly, I see it when you share it, and it means more than you know, and it really does help this book reach more people. Here's my immense gratitude in advance. Thank you. All right, enough of that. First, if you really want to download this content in your brain, a great productivity hack is to read and listen at the same time. That's literally why I created the video series. And to give you some more details, fun videos, photos, and stuff I couldn't put into text or audio alone. If you're really keen on this content, I'd recommend switching to the video series to help you focus more and get all the details. That's why I wanted to give this tip at the start. If not, if you want to listen while riding, that's awesome too. But something I learned later is that if English is your second language, the video series might be much easier for you to watch because you get to read and listen at the same time. I tried to put as much info as I could in this book, and I tried to stick with only the kinds of information you can't Google or find anywhere online. If that doesn't make sense, think about it this way. I tried to only add the type of knowledge you can get from having really good mentors and coaches, not just the stuff you can get from Googling, reading scientific papers, or listening to podcasts. All that stuff is awesome, and I recommend my favorite sources in the book so you can keep learning from people far smarter than me if you finish this book and still want more. After 43 hours of recording, the final finished audiobook was 8 hours and 19 minutes of just me, myself, and I talking at you. Now, the audiobook you're about to listen to is 16 hours, and the video version is 20 hours. Because why would you want to just hear from me? A lot more media has been added to give you even more if you're listening to the audiobook or video series. There are podcasts recorded with some of the biggest name pros in the sport, you'll certainly know them if you're a cycling fan, inserted between chapters throughout the book. There's no intro or outro music for those sections, that's annoying, you'll know when you hear them. I wanted you all to hear more than just my opinions and advice, and to hear from those that made it all the way and walked the same path to chase their dream. If you want to go after this dream, they made it and walked the same path you're about to go down. So I hope these little podcasts help you the same way they helped me. Here's something I never shared with anyone. Nobody knows this until now. Back in 2019, at the end of my first year in Europe, I started recording video journals. I kept them just to myself to look back on one day after my career. I started recording these little journals roughly every 3 to 6 months to document my career. I never thought I'd share those publicly, but I went back and I found them, then added them throughout the book. If I'm telling a story in the book, there might actually be one of these video journals from back then when I was going through it. They were always supposed to just be for me to look back on when I was old and gray. Some of them are pretty terrible and embarrassing, but if I was 18 and wanted to chase this dream, I'd want to see those little moments of me back when I was going through it. All of those little recordings are scattered throughout the video series, and some of them made it into the audiobook as well. I couldn't put them all in the audiobook as it was already getting way too long. When I finished this book, I had so much more content I had to cut, otherwise it would have been far too big. The stuff I cut didn't fit as well because it was much more specific and a lot more of a detailed how-to manual. The stuff was cut was details and protocols. This book is everything I would tell 15, 20, and 25-year-old me trying to go after this crazy dream. If you only take what's in this book, I think that's way more than enough for most people. The other factor and real reason I put that stuff in a separate book is I'm not sure if I'm done competing. When I was writing this book, there was a lot more stuff where I wasn't sure if I really want to make this public and give these secrets away, because these are my game-changer secret weapon tricks and protocols, and I don't want to give away that edge if I'm still competing. These were the very best tricks, and that either took me over a decade to learn, or I got from living and training with the best coaches and riders in the world, which gave me that last little bit of an edge. I don't want to give away those secrets if I'm still competing. But by putting those very best secret weapons in a separate book, I can always just change my mind and take that book down at any point, then republish it years later when I retire. If you love the content in this book and still want more specifics, details, and protocols, and the very best tricks I figured out that were game changers for me, I wrote a second book called Details and Protocols that gives everything. It may not even be available anymore if I changed my mind and took it down since this recording, but if it is still up, it has a blue cover with white writing and is called Details and Protocols, and you can find it at howtobecomeaprocyclist.com or anywhere you find me, there'd be a link if it's still available. With both books combined, I wanted to give younger me trying to make it everything. Coaching is expensive, and having great mentors is down to luck. I got very lucky. The goal of this book was to fill in those gaps for those who want to learn and are willing to do whatever it takes, but may not have access to great mentors or can't afford coaching. I wanted to combine everything I learned and what was shared with me from the best minds in the sport about cycling and training into one single guide. The problem is, to give all that information for 20-year-old me who really wanted to know every detail to try it all for himself, it's impossible to give that information in just written or audio formats. A book isn't enough. So I turned both books into a series of 20 one-hour-ish episodes you watch, listen, and read along to, just like a Netflix series, to really get everything. If you enjoy this book and want more details, photos, and videos, and links from the content of this book, check out the video series version. You know how you can always find a silver lining in anything? Well, I couldn't afford a phone plan between 2019 and 2023, so I took way more photos and videos on my phone that I'd later put on social media once I had Wi-Fi again. Whereas if I had a phone plan, I would have put them directly on social media, and those photos and videos would have been deleted after 24 hours. Since I still have all those photos, I could basically turn this entire book into a giant Instagram story with so many more photos and videos saved from over the years. The point of the video series is to give more details and information and make it easier to focus and help if English is your second language. The fact that there are so many more photos and videos to help tell the stories is just a fun bonus to make the stories more entertaining, since you can see the actual photos and videos from them. I promise we're almost done, just a few more things to know. After I shared the first book around to see what people think, instead of telling me what was good and what needs to be rewritten, the most common request I got was to coach them. That's not my gig. My interest isn't in personal coaching because I still enjoy being an athlete and spending my time on me. Also, when hiring a coach, what I've learned is you get the most value out of a coach in the first 3 months. I've had so many amazing coaches, and I don't think anyone would argue against having a coach if that's an option for you. However, a coach's job should be to try and get you to the point where you no longer need them, rather than to suck money out of you for the rest of your career. Everyone's got to eat, so I get why some try to do this. But if the coach does a good job and gives you their full attention and you're a halfway decent student, you should learn almost everything they can teach you in those first 3 months. After 3 months, the reason you continue working with them is more like a consultant and because they have a good relationship with you and they help get the most out of you. If they really were giving you everything they got, they should be able to pass on 90% of the knowledge they have and how it applies to you in those first 3 months. The best coaches I had, I worked with for multiple years, and I don't regret it at all. However, I also learned the most and got the most value in those first 3 months every time I switched coaches. Every time you get a new coach, you learn some new things, you're motivated to be learning new things and perspectives and try to surpass their standards. The reason I created Details and Protocols is so you should never need me to coach you if you absorb all that content. It's a way for you to scrape me for all the information and knowledge shared with me from my entire career or what I learned on my own. This way, you can finish this book, scrape all the information from me, then pick whichever coach you want, whoever you have a great relationship with, and just steal all my best ideas and knowledge to add that to whatever you learn from your new coach. I did my absolute best, and it took me an average of 4 hours and 12 minutes every single day, 7 days a week, for 9 months straight, from February to November of 2023, to create all this. So I really hope if you consume all of this, there's nothing else I could teach you, and you can take all that information with you to whoever coaches you now or in the future. Lastly, I did what a lot of people did and started a podcast during the COVID lockdowns, then stopped adding new episodes a while back. It's the same sort of content you'll find in this book, except way more nonsense, not nearly as well done, and much less useful. It was just a way to make my friends laugh. However, if you really enjoy this book, there's a chance I've started adding new episodes again. So if you're really desperate to listen to anything while out training, search Hey Buddy with Jack Burke on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and hopefully it ties you over until you find something better. And really lastly, if you're enjoying anything you hear in this book and get any value from it, I hope you share it. You know one person that would benefit from reading this if they want to chase their dream as well. And if you think it would help them, share it with them. Here's a little psychology trick. If you tell them about the book and they like it, then they associate all that goodwill not with me, but with you because you're the one who did something for them. You're the one who helped them. And if you share this book on social media, you'll get so much good karma, you'll never get another flat tire again. Ever. Guaranteed. And if you do, you can make a video of you changing it on the side of the road or trail and tag me in it to tell everyone how I lied to you, and clearly this book must be a scam. I hope you enjoy, and if you want to give chasing this dream a go and really give it your best, forget Plan B. Hold on tight and enjoy the ride. I'm cheering for you, bud. Jack. To Will, you and Brett are the best friends a guy could ask for. You guys know almost nothing about bikes, but have encouraged me that I'd make it since we were kids. No one loves blind hope more than me. Will, you were the final nudge to get me to finally write these campfire stories down, and while it turned into way more work than what you sold me on, when you told me to give it a shot, I'm glad I did. Thanks for the final push, bud. Here's to many more years of being rowdy and reckless. To Heidi, the hardest working, strongest, and kindest person I know. My mentor, role model, best friend, mom. Thanks for giving us more freedom than anyone else I know. Thanks for letting me grow up faster and not picking me up when I fell, but being the unwavering encouragement that I could figure out how to get up on my own. All right, let's get started. Chapter 1, Introduction. I've got a theory that if you give 100% all the time, somehow things will work out in the end. Larry Bird. I'm not a world tour cyclist. I'm a 28-year-old Canadian continental pro cyclist who moved to Europe 5 years ago to chase my dream of making it to the world tour and competing in the Tour de France and the Olympics. Technically, and to most people, I've been a pro cyclist for 8 years. But to me, the only real pro cyclists are the ones in the World Tour, and I still haven't made that final step up. In maybe the most significant way, I'm not qualified to write this book because I haven't made it to the World Tour and I haven't done the Tour de France. But if you're like me and you want to try, I hope you can still get a few ideas from the things I've done and the knowledge shared with me over the years. I've never started the Tour or won an Olympic medal, but I'm unique in a few ways, and maybe those attributes have given me something I can pass on to you. 1. I've gotten more help than most people from some incredible mentors, role models, and stars who invited me to live, train, and be around them, to let me watch and soak up ideas and inspiration from them. I've never been shy to talk to anyone, and I've spent my career reaching out to my idols to ask them for advice. This book is everything I've taken from them. 2. I've spent more time trying to get to the top of the sport without yet making it than anyone I know or can think of. I'm 28, but I did my first race when I was 12, and I've been focused on trying to make it, sacrificing everything else to chase this dream, for 13 years. Most guys that start when I did quit by 22 to 24 years old if they haven't made it. Guys my age who are still trying to make it usually started later or come from another sport. The guys that make it when they're a bit older just got a late start, but unfortunately for me, I don't have that excuse. I've been trying as hard as I can for at least 13 years, so while that means I'm probably just not as good as those guys who got late starts, what I hope I can offer you is a lot of experience from spending so much time one notch just below the highest level of pro cycling. I started racing mountain bikes when I was 12 years old, started to train seriously for cross-country mountain biking around 14, started road cycling when I was 17, and by 18, I got my first coach and finally broke through. By my last year junior, I was the best junior in Canada and winning a lot at the international level. This book follows the last 10 years of my career, from my last year junior, 2013, until present, 2023. I wrote this book so you can use it as a toolkit and revisit it at different stages of your career. For that reason, I attach my race age throughout the book because when I was hearing about those that came before me, I always wanted to know where I was at compared to them on their journey. It's not so you can compare yourself, just to give you a reference point. I spent 4 years in university and got my first continental pro contract when I was 21. I didn't come to Europe until I was 24 years old, and I'm going into my 5th year of living in Europe, trying to get by and make it at the continental level where you earn very little or no money. I did many things most guys do, and I don't think I've had it any harder or easier. I've just done them for longer. Everyone who comes to Europe at the continental level usually only stays for one or maybe 2 seasons, and either they make it to the World Tour or they quit and go home. I don't know of anyone else ever who's found a way to survive 5 years at the continental level in Europe if you're not European. For that reason, I think I have more experience than anybody else to give you this advice if you want to try to make it. Still, I've managed to always sort of just get by here so I could keep trying, and I hope I can pass those lessons on to you if you want to give it a shot as well. I've been killing myself, trying as hard as I can, for as long as the guys who got their first pro contracts at 21, but I haven't made it yet. For years, I've been watching my teammates I grew up with now race in the Tour or the Olympics, and some of them are winning stages at the Tour or Olympic medals. Those are the same guys that I was on the podium with as a junior. So that gives me hope that I can still make it and be alongside them again. But I'm also just having way too much fun to stop. I can't tell you what it's like to get that first World Tour contract, even though for 3 months this past offseason, at the end of 2022, I thought I was getting one on one of the best teams in the world, and after 10 years my dream had finally come true. But I can help you figure out a lot of the bumps on the road you'll come across. I haven't had it the toughest or the easiest or did it the best, but I think I've spent more time treading water in this in-between zone than anyone else I can think of. I hope I can pass on what I've learned so you can do it better. Details. Everyone wants to know details. What I hated hearing the most when I was trying to learn from someone was, "It's different for everyone. You have to see what works for you." Yeah, no kidding. I'm trying to figure that out, so can you give me a starting point? Just tell me what you did and how it worked out for you. I'll provide you with as many details as I can, not because what I think I did was right or what you should do, but because I know how motivating it can be to hear some specific numbers and give you something to shoot for or an idea to build on for yourself. Plenty of the stories in this book will be the wrong and worst thing you could do, so don't do them. But I still loved hearing those stories because hearing something totally insane an old pro used to do would motivate me and remind me what's possible and show me, damn, that guy worked even harder and wanted it even more than me. I hope hearing some of these details from what I've done helps you set goals to tape to your bedroom door that get you to go further than I ever did. In the winter between 2022 and 2023, I had a terrible accident while out training and woke up in the Innsbruck Hospital with bleeding on my brain, an unrecognizable face full of stitches, my teeth went through my face, my eyes were swollen shut so I only had 30% vision from my right eye, and a broken back. I should have still had health insurance from my team, but the team owner canceled my health insurance early without telling me. And I found out when a doctor came to my bedside, when I still couldn't see, to tell me I had no insurance. When I confronted the team and the title sponsor about this, they were uninterested. I'm not unique in this situation, and many riders who have ridden on certain continental teams have similar stories. The teams know they can take advantage of the riders because they're in such desperate positions to keep their dreams alive, and the team owners hold the keys to these young riders' dreams. Plus, if you're a foreigner, they know you don't know the rules here. You don't have the money for a lawyer, and you're not going to know a lawyer or someone from here that knows the laws in whatever country this is that'll help you for free. So this sort of thing happens all the time on some teams, but riders will never publicly say it because you don't want to risk a future contract somewhere else and lose your dream. The sad thing is, I'm not unique at all in this situation. This happens a lot more than you'd think. After I found out I had no health insurance, I needed a way to get some money for my medical bills, so I thought about writing a training guide to sell online. After a few weeks of writing, I realized how much I enjoyed it and decided to finally write the book I'd always wanted. I'd sort of half been writing this book for 5 years, but I never felt justified because I hadn't yet done the Tour de France or the Olympics. This book started as a toolkit of all the advice I would give 15, 20, and 25-year-old me trying to make it to the World Tour, but I didn't want to talk about myself because I wasn't qualified to write a book about how to become a pro since I wasn't yet in the World Tour. I wanted to make a guide of all the specific advice, but I'd leave my personal stories out of it because what do I know? Who cares about my opinion? I later realized the most motivating thing for me all these years was hearing the personal stories of those who came before me and knowing they'd been through the same thing I was going through, or worse, and they got through it, and some still made it. My goal is to give you the best ideas and information that have been generously shared with me from the best minds and athletes in the sport, give you specific details and numbers to give you more ideas, and provide some personal stories so when the storm's getting rough, you don't feel like you're in this life raft alone, and there's someone else to row with you. Lastly, coaching is expensive, and it's hard to find a good one. I hope this book helps you figure out a lot more on your own so you don't need to rely as much on having a good coach. I haven't made it yet, but I'm still trying, and I hope you don't give up on your dreams either. I hope this book will help you avoid some of the mistakes and help you figure out some of the crazy obstacles you'll have to overcome a little faster than I did. Good luck, bud. We're in this life raft together, so please don't quit on me. I don't want to have to row the boat on my own. It's not only talent, hard work, and opportunity. Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell is probably the book most commonly read by athletes that has nothing to do with training, diet, or mindset. It's also my favorite book. Gladwell's idea is that the most successful people worked hard and had some talent, but also had a few incredible opportunities that allowed them to work harder than everyone else and get in their 10,000 hours of practice to become a master sooner. That's true, but in this book, I have an alternative take on Gladwell's theory. In my opinion, to make it in cycling, you need a basic level of physical talent, an incredible work ethic, and the ability to design a life that allows you to get the most out of the first two that you enjoy so much you'll be willing to stick around for your opportunity. You have to work your ass off and believe you're going to make it happen. But there's a lot of luck or lack of it in this sport as well. The key is to build a life you enjoy so much that you don't feel like you're missing out on anything and that being a continental pro or amateur is still the best thing you can think of to spend your days working on. If you have talent, work hard, and get some super lucky opportunities when you're young, you may become a superstar and win the tour when you're 19. But some guys get their opportunities later and their first pro contract when they're 30. If you're not the first option, hopefully this book helps you figure out how to make the second option work. Everyone focuses on training, diet, recovery, and outworking everyone else as the keys to making it. That's great, and it works when you're a teenager and society views you as ahead of everyone else and thriving because you're the driven one with goals, working towards something, while normal teenagers are drinking, smoking, and partying. But when you're in your mid to late 20s, and now everyone around you has real careers, starting a family, buying a house, and you're barely earning any money, starving to get by but working as hard as possible, the draw to move on from cycling gets stronger because now you look at yourself like a failure. All those guys who are partying and screwing around while you were getting up at 4 a.m. to train are now driving new cars and you can't even afford new clothes. I did everything right. I never drank. I never screwed around. And everyone says I'm the hardest working person they know. I'm the most focused, but I'm barely able to afford rent. Believe me, been there, and that's why most guys quit. One of the most significant mentors in my life was a guy named Swain Tuft, who is a Canadian pro road cyclist and has a tattoo on his right forearm that reads, "We will never be here again." The most important thing he taught me was how to appreciate this special time in my life where I'm free to chase my dreams because I don't yet have the responsibilities of a family that depends on me or making a car or mortgage payment at the end of the month. The next phase of life after racing is awesome, and it will come, but once you get there, you can never go back. So don't rush and give your dream everything you have, even if it's brutal. Then you can live the rest of your life knowing you gave it everything. You have to work your ass off and make it happen. But one of the keys to making it is designing a life you enjoy so much, you're willing to stick around for your opportunities. Because as tough as you may be, your grit and determination will never outlast the guy who just loves continuing to play the game.